Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Kevin. He didn't give me a topic. So it's time to cover the powerful women in New Zealand that want to ban those 14 or younger in 2027 from ever being able to buy cigarettes for the remainder of their lives. The plan comes from a woman named Aisha Verall and the female New Zealand Prime Minister. New Zealand, like all countries with socialized medicine, have to take the cost of healthcare for those with lung cancer. Lung cancer is the leading cause of death from cancer. More than breast, colon, and prostate combined. Pancreatic is the next most deadly. But this move is scary because it tells me that your freedom depends on the financial state of the country that you're in. If they want to save money on something like lung cancer, they ban smoking for the greater good. I used to work at a bingo hall a couple of times a week in the 90s, and would reek of cigarettes when I got home. It probably shaved off a year or two off my life. I was mostly standing and running around inhaling more smoke than the people sitting below that cloud of smoke. I agree with this ban on smoking in theory, but I see it as a stepping stone to something far worse down the road. It all started with taking away your freedoms to gather and travel without the jab. Now they're taking away your right to smoke. This all kind of reminds me of a scene from Demolition Man. In that film, Sly Stallone wakes up in the year 2032, and meat is not good for the environment, and anything deemed not good for the environment is illegal. The film also makes smoking gasoline as well as salt illegal. Even though salt is a necessity for living and you will die without it. Without me, you don't get your vitamins B12 too. But of course you know that if that were to come to New Zealanders, they would still export their meat and dairy products to China, so they can eat them. It probably just won't be permitted for their citizens of New Zealand to eat them instead. They will eat Z-bugs instead, of course. Well, there goes my Philip Morris stock. I better sell it now before America starts a ban on smoking too. All this makes me think that first they banned smokers from being indoors with others in New Zealand. Then they banned smoking altogether. Today they're banning the unjabbed from being indoors with others. I'll let you use your imagination as to what comes next. The problem is that you actually have aging boomer demographics that vote in governments, and in socialized medicine you have a mostly monopoly of medicine. Countries restrict the number of medical licenses to protect doctors and eliminate the competition of private clinics that might actually cure people. For example, in Canada, you still have to wait 6 months to a year before seeing a specialist, and by then, your cancer would have pretty much spread. This New Zealand smoke ban is interesting because Canada just made pot legal, as well as many parts of the United States. I guess they're hoping to cash in on being the dealer of choice, but they're charging way too much tax in San Francisco, for example, so people still buy from illegal drug dealers. So now they're lowering the taxes on it to compete with the free market criminals, because government regulation and tax is inefficient, don't you know? I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage, and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Remember, you're a man, so don't let her treat you like My Little Pony. This is your prep course for divorce rape. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to banning anything that's not good for you and creating a smoke-free generation clown world show. The women in the New Zealand Parliament and their male pet sim politicians want to make it an offense to smoke. This is a slippery slope. Aisha Verall says that they will be lowering the levels of nicotine in cigarettes and that she's proud to have her name attached to this new form of prohibition. Women tried the prohibition of alcohol back in the 1920s, and it led to Al Capone and a boom of organized crime. Women don't seem to learn the lessons of the past. I don't smoke, and it's a nasty habit that I've seen destroy many people's lives. But when you sweep one form of addiction under the rug, all you do is create bumps in that rug that people can't see that are right there below the surface, and they eventually trip on them. People will just get fatter as a result because smoke suppresses your appetite. So all the money that the government thought it was saving on cancer treatment will probably be plowed back into heart attacks, colon cancer, and stroke victims. Humans require their dopamine fix. It's going to come from something. Sex, food, smoking, video games, social media, travel, money, etc. If you start taking it away on one side, people usually make up for it on the other. If you smoke and you're in a smoke-free restaurant, then you have the choice between going outside where it's freezing or staying indoors and ordering more food to satisfy your savage desires. Odds are you'll order the steak until the day they ban it and replace it with Z-Bugs. Then you'll just avoid the bugs and gorge yourself on bread, until Soycity tries banning gluten. Then you'll eat rice cakes until the government imposes some restrictions on those too. because apparently rice uses too much water to grow. As someone that's on a restrictive diet, the highlights of my day are usually eating 3 eggs with salt and 10 almonds. I'm sure the governments will eventually restrict how many calories you're allowed to purchase too. If, for example, you need 3,200 calories a day to retain a certain weight the government deems appropriate, with the right balance of food, they'll probably program your central bank digital currency to only allow you to purchase food in those proper amounts. What they don't realize is that many people will leave their countries to ones where they can't be tracked and where they're free to eat whatever and whoever they want. But I believe that most people will still stop smoking and eat the bugs. The freedom lovers will create their own crypto citadels and let the West destroy itself, or eat itself in this case. As for smoking in New Zealand, you know what'll happen. Younger people, when they get into their teens and 20s, will get older people to buy them cigarettes. They'll get hooked on them, and once smoking becomes criminalized, many will go to jail as a result, because of their addiction. That will cost New Zealand with regards to incarceration services and police resources to arrest and process cigarette dealers and users. Again, those would all be greater costs that might actually cancel out all the cancer-saving costs for their socialized medicine. Maybe that's the plan from the left to destroy the economies of the West. Make it look as though it was all good intentions leading to unintended consequences. Right now, 48.3% of the New Zealand parliament is female. How long before it's 50, 60, or 70%? The way it is in higher education. By 2040 to 2050, over half the elected politicians in the entire world will be women. But you know that long before then, it's going to be 60 or 70% female in the West. It is Aristotle that said that masculine republics give way to feminine democracies. We're seeing that happen now. Feminine democracies give way to tyranny. Like that meme with the two astronauts, where one is pointing a gun at the other and saying, "Always has been." The tyranny will come from a strong male tyrant that will restore order and subdue the policies of the failed feminine state. He has to have a strong will and be feared by his opponents, so they'll attack and destroy him. Think back to Julius Caesar and what happened to him. Even though he created the universal calendar, conquered Gaul, rebuilt Carthage and Corinth, as well as trying to solve a financial crisis. He also reversed wealth inequality and was also considered one of the best speakers and authors. But he made enemies of the rich and powerful because he limited how much money they could spend on their banquets and funerals and forced them to set aside some of their lands for the poor. Then they went all Norman Bates psycho on him. People say that he was the one to destroy the Roman Republic. But as Bane once said to Batman, "Victory has defeated you. The success and prosperity of Rome was its own undoing." The same can be said of today's Western world dominated by English-speaking people. I fear that banning smoking is just one stepping stone to the destruction of Western republics, leading to tyrants and a return to kings. I doubt there'll be any ban on alcohol anytime soon, even though it causes esophageal cancer. The women in Simpson Power in New Zealand could have mentioned that you're more likely to die from COVID if you smoke, which is a fact. But if they did that, then people might start realizing that most COVID deaths were actually from obese and overweight people. Aisha Varel, the Minister of Health in Australia, looks a little bit pudgy herself. Maybe she needs to lose some of that weight too. You know, if medical tyrants restrict our freedom to eat in the future, it will lead to revolution. If you've ever put on a red shirt and seen a hungry land whale charge at you for an extra calorie or two, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. If a Western government is increasingly made up of obese women clucking their way into Congress, then the last thing you'll see is them cutting back on their cookie consumption. Even if they ban smoking, drinking, and meat, they won't ban excess carbohydrates and sugary drink consumption. As I've said before, by 2030, almost 60% of Americans will be obese, and it'll be a wildebeest nation. Heart disease and strokes will just go up and up, and no one seems to care. Maybe it's time to rotate out of cancer-causing nicotine stocks and into surgical robots for all those coming bypass surgeries and start buying diabetes feed futures or something like that. In high-income countries, the leading cause of death is heart disease. The second leading cause is stroke, and the third one is lung cancer. Excess sugar and carbs need to be restricted if we want to help people, but doctors don't receive much nutritional training. But there's also no money to be made in preventative medicine. Mark my words, the people that own the nicotine companies will just shift their investments into junk food stocks and make even more money. The female politicians look like heroes banning smoking, but the issues of obesity will fly right over their pie holes. What the new female tyrants of government don't realize is that people will just pick up and leave when they can't smoke in another country and take their wealth with them in a crypto wallet, holding stablecoins. The future belongs to small states that offer their citizens liberties and freedoms instead of the larger ones to try to micromanage their lives. Countries like Canada and New Zealand will just print and impoverish their own people and call that being progressive. But they forget that many of those people coming to those countries today are leaving failed states, and they will leave the way that people have left California and New York for Texas and Florida, places that offer more freedoms and less restrictions. The best way to avoid tyranny is for other states to increase freedom, and then watch the more successful individuals leave the West for their countries, where they're still allowed to smoke cigarettes regardless of the consequences. It's going to be hilarious when women make up the majority of the politicians, and men start leaving their failed states for more prosperous ones, and then they'll blame misogyny and patriarchy for their own failure, even though it's their own policies that have doomed them. They will beg and cry for someone to help them, but the men will check out and try to build a better system someplace else. I hate to say this, but the nation-state, especially those run by women, are coming to an end the moment they lose the ability to control their own currencies, the moment they can't print and tax through the theft of inflation. They will then have to be fiscally responsible. They, of course, will try and use their monopoly of violence to get resources from men. But crypto is the gift that allows us to keep our assets hidden from divorcing ex-wives as well as the increasing number of female politicians out there. I also suspect we're going to see one more great big cash printing spree before the whole smoke and mirror show collapses. No pun intended, comes crashing down. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Kevin for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that in the future, couples won't be able to smoke in bed after smashing each other. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the red blood that literally hits the ceiling when you're coughing and dying of lung cancer away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.